Lowe's knows how to turn big plans into real results. Whether it's new appliances or a home refresh, get started with 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more with the My Lowe's Rewards Credit Card, January 15th through the 30th. So you can invest in your upgrade now and pay over time. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payment required. See store or Lowe's.com for details.
Go Light presents Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded at our studios at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. So, before we let you know what we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast, I want to give a big shout out to one of two show sponsors that are working with us on Opinions Matter at the moment. The first is the Snail Box Bar and Restaurant, which is located just off the N2 between Slane and Ashburn. And I was there yesterday for me din-dins on Sunday afternoon, and I love the place, I have to say. So a big shout out to Philip and all of the staff. But here's the thing.
Din-dins.
I was there for me din-dins, but I'm in the car park with my wife. We're arriving at the Snail Box, and a fella came running over to me.
Does she ever cook, by the way?
Ah, no, not on a Sunday. Never on a Sunday. Never.
What about a Monday?
Monday, yeah. Not a Sunday, though. Anyhow, we're in the car park. Fella comes running over to us. Park, Adrian, yeah. I took your recommendation from your podcast to have the Snail Box stew, which he did.
That was my recommendation.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Okay, well, it was a recommendation from one of us. Anyway, he said the stew in the Snail Box is to die.
No, it's stupendous. Yeah. Thank you.
My own missus had it and she loved it. So the Snail Box restaurant is at Kilmoon Cross on the N2 between Slane and Ashburn. They're our latest show sponsor. They're open on Monday and Tuesday, by the way, which a lot of places aren't open.
Controversial. I wouldn't thank you for a stew on a Sunday.
Oh, well, it was
Monday is kind of a stew day for me.
She loved it. I'm just saying, I didn't have it, but she had it. I had an absolutely to die for fillet steak.
To die for, okay.
It was, oh. Anyhow.
Yeah, it's a beautiful restaurant and bar.
Yep.
And Irish owned, family run, has jelly and ice cream. But there's another reason to bloody go. Forget about your stew.
Oh, no, we have the ice cream delight, the caramel ice cream delight with Maltesers and, oh. Anyway, if you get a chance, pop along to the Snail Box at Kilmoon Cross between Slane and Ashburn on the N2. And we also want to give a shout out to another one of our show sponsors.
Absolutely. Biz Expo returns on Thursday, September 29th at the National Indoor Training Centre in Dublin. And our show sponsors, Recruit.ie, would like to invite you to attend for free. And I'll let someone else with a better voice than me explain what it's all about.
Want to find solutions to develop your business? Biz Expo comes to the National Indoor Arena, Blanchardstown, on Thursday the 29th of September, and it's where every business professional should be. With free entry to workshops and speakers offering great advice, you'll meet hundreds of professionals ready to help you grow. Get your free attendee ticket at bizexpo.ie or contact us today to find out how you can network and promote your business to thousands of professionals at info@bizexpo.ie. Biz Expo, 29 September at the National Indoor Arena, Blanchardstown. Sponsored by recruit.ie, supporting local business.
So, what do we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast? Is there ever a valid excuse for turning down the offer of a social housing home? What do you think should be done to people who do refuse a housing offer because it's not located where they want it, or because they simply don't like the house they are being offered or the area that it's in? Researching this topic today, we found that a lot of people on the social housing list actually refuse offers that they are given. The latest figures to hand are from 2 years ago, and they show that local authorities have suspended more than 350 applicants for social housing from their waiting lists for refusing more than one offer of a home in the past 3 years. Under current rules, applicants who refuse an offer of social housing more than once in a 12-month period are suspended from their local authority's waiting list for 1 year. Well, over the weekend, we got this message from a guy called Jason, and he sent it to us by email to 085, or sorry, by WhatsApp to 085-825-2626. 085-825-2626. This is what Jason writes. I wonder if you've the balls to talk about this. Anytime somebody starts a message like that, it gets our back up, really, doesn't it?
Reverse psychology.
It is reverse psychology.
Yeah, I said it to my son earlier on. I bet you don't have the balls to eat all your breakfast. Oh, yes,
I do.
He did.
So, I wonder if you'd have the balls to talk about this. People on the social housing list who refuse the offer of a house, they should be kicked off the list. A girl I know was telling me at the weekend that she and her kid were offered a house and she turned it down because it was too far from where she's renting now and would take two buses to get her kid to school. And yet she still stays on the list and gets another chance to get another offer. Talk about taking the piss. Why are these people being given a choice? So what if your kid has to get two buses to school? The house she's being offered is in Balbriggan in a lovely area. I'd give my right arm for it, but no, it's not good enough for Amy. Makes me sick. Now, he says he uses her name in inverted commas, so I don't know if that's actually her name. But anyway, it doesn't really matter if it is or not. Amy said no. She was turning down the house because the poor child would have to get two buses to school.
Now, Balbriggan isn't a bad ale spot. Sure it's not?
No, it's a nice spot, yeah.
Now, but I don't know this girl, Amy, but I'm trying to work out where they must be renting at the moment that she needs to take two buses to go to school, or her daughter needs to take two buses to go to school. And maybe she lives in, I don't know, Finglas or something like that, where she'd have to get one bus. I don't know. But here, listen, if that's the best excuse you can come up with for not taking a house, that your daughter has to get two buses to school. Sorry, I had to walk 45 minutes every morning on my own to school when I was a kid. Stuff, when you're being given stuff pretty much for nothing, yeah, you have to take what you're given. And I don't like using this expression because this isn't the case about beggars, because she's not begging. Beggars can't be choosers. But you've very little to be given out about when you're being offered a house. I think it's a slap in the face. I really do.
A slap in the face for who?
For other people. I mean,
but them's the rules. They're the rules.
But they need to change.
Obviously turned down. Well, she will get another offer. But
there's Vanessa straight away saying Balbriggan is very isolated. What the hell? I couldn't afford a house in Balbriggan. If people who are actually actively buying their property, yeah, who are working through their arse like I am, who saved up to get a mortgage, which isn't easy, by the way, we don't get to choose where we can live.
Well, you live where you can afford to live.
You live where you can afford to live. So why should my situation be any different than someone who's actually not having to save up for a mortgage? And by the way, a lot of people who've never had to save up for a mortgage or for a deposit, you'll never understand the sacrifices that have to be made. You know, people almost begrudge you when they hear that you're a homeowner. And I'll tell you one thing, and you're a homeowner as well, Adrian, although your home's a bit smaller than mine, but you're still a homeowner.
You've not been in our place then, obviously.
It doesn't just fall on your lap. Sure it doesn't.
No, of course not. It takes an awful lot of work. It took me 7 years to save the department, my deposit for my place.
Yeah, it's
7 years.
So bloody hard to buy a place. So if I can't pick and choose where I want to live, why should Amy
Here's the thing. These are the rules. So the question has to be asked, should the rules change?
Yes.
At this moment, you can turn down an offer of a house. If you do it more than once in a year, you get knocked back. If you do it three times, you get knocked off the housing list. So yeah. You've a bit of wriggle room there, and she's availed of that wriggle room that she has said no to the first offer she got.
And again, pardon my French for this expression, that's what you call a neck like a jockey's bollocks.
No, they're the rules.
No. Yeah, but
she's not breaking any rules.
The rules should change.
So do you believe that you should have to accept the very first offer that you get or be chucked off the housing list?
Yes.
Let's kick off with this WhatsApp voice note from Eric.
I haven't got a prayer of owning a house in this country. So what I'm after doing is I join the British Army and I'm going to get a mortgage through the British Army because I'm too old for the Irish Army. So that's my general plan. And yeah, that's I go off my assessment now in a couple of months. I'm done with this country at this point.
Right, that's an interesting way of going about getting a mortgage, joining the British Army. You can send a WhatsApp to us as well to 085-825-2626. Do you think that somebody who turns down an offer of social housing should be knocked off the housing list altogether? 085-825-2626.
Sorry, do you think there's a valid reason, by the way?
Well, I'm just saying at this moment, rules.
No, but I'm asking you, do you think there's a valid reason?
There could be. Say there are two council estates, and I'm not picking on Darndale, but say one of them is Darndale, and the other is about 5 miles down the road, and it's still a council estate, but it's much nicer than Darndale. Which would you want?
Much nicer.
Yeah.
Much nicer.
Darndale's a kip. Even people who live in Darndale will tell you it's a kip.
Okay, I'm going to keep my mouth shut now.
So you get offered. Hang on, so you get offered Darndale, and there's another council estate down the road which is nicer. You'd much rather wait for that, wouldn't you?
Wait for that. Okay.
085-825-2626 is our number. Jenny, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jenny?
Hey, lads. How are you?
Good, thanks, Jenny. Well, should you be knocked off the housing list if you turn down an offer?
A million percent. Yeah.
One offer.
Yeah, especially now.
So, okay, and again, I'm not picking on the place, well, I kind of am, but I had occasion to be in Darndale recently, yeah? And God, it is an absolute kip of a place. It is a kip.
I can't believe you're saying that.
I spoke to somebody over the weekend, or last week on this podcast, who said the exact same thing.
Yeah.
The place is a kip. I wouldn't want to live there for all the tea in China, yeah?
Well, I've grew up in Blanchardstown, Cardiff area all my life.
Yeah.
And I got offered, I was on the housing list for 11 years. I was previously renting privately, but shit happened with the landlord and all. I don't want to go into it. So my dad said, get out of there. So lucky enough, me and my husband and the two kids, we said with my dad that we didn't have to move.
But you did.
Yeah, but like I could have stayed in my dad's. I could be still in my dad's now. He's still there on his own, like he's a widower. There was no hassle for us to move out. But the first offer of a house we got, I said yes straight away. And she said, like, do you not want to get in the housing office? Do you not want to come and have a look? No. And I've been up in Tyrrellstown. And Tyrrellstown is classed as a scumbag area, which is probably now from people ringing in, getting out about the place.
I do.
Yeah. And I said, I don't care where it is. Put my name down. I'm taking that house. And I was literally doing hula hoops, celebrating, ringing all my friends. I was so happy to be just able to get that opportunity to have this house. That was 5 years ago, and I'm still in the house now, and I love it. But I didn't even go up and have a look. But you're saying, like, are you sure? Even the girl saying, because that time, like, Tyrrellstown is a private estate. They're all private houses, but the council bought up a few of them. But she said, are you sure you don't want to go up and have a look? And I said, no, I don't want to have a look. Just we want the house.
Okay, so you took the place without even having seen the place. You were very happy.
Straight away. It was 5 years ago, in September 5 years ago.
And are you happy as?
Yeah, brilliant. Like, people down Tyrrellstown, and I have no problems. I have a lovely green in front of my house, and we're actually blessed. Like, I have three bedrooms and two bathrooms. I have, well, actually three bathrooms. I have an ensuite and all.
Very nice. Okay, so
I am so grateful and so happy to have been given this opportunity.
Okay, so in answer to our question, so this lady, Amy... Oh, no, yeah, Amy is her name. She said no because the part of Balbriggan that it's in, she would end up having to get two buses to get her child to school, and she thinks that's very unfair. So her very first housing offer, she has turned it down. Now, do you think that Fingal County Council should come to her and say, piss off, you're getting nothing else off us?
Yeah, a million percent. Just change your child to a different school. Kids adapt.
Okay, we'll stay there for one second.
What does she want to say? Does she want to say, is she in a hotel? Is she in a hostel?
I don't actually know. No, she doesn't. She's renting.
She's renting.
Yeah, she's renting, yeah. So she's obviously on HAP.
Well, she's never going to get probably where she wants anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to live in Malahide Village, actually.
It's beautiful, yeah. It's
beautiful. So would we all. Yeah, I'd love to live in a hotel. I'd love to live there and everywhere. Yeah. I got the opportunity at this house, and like I was actually so happy. Even some of my friends were delighted for me, but I was so happy. To people say it's only a council house, but to me it's not. It's a home.
Home. Isn't the sense entitlement though sickening when you think about it? That the actual sense of entitlement That this woman, Jenny, wants to actually pick and choose exactly where she lives.
No, but she can, like, seriously, she needs to kick up the you-know-what, being honest.
Okay, so you believe that the rules should be changed and that people...
Especially now, the way things are
The way
are
things
now,
are
yes.
with housing, okay.
Yeah,
so if you turn down an offer of housing, you should be blacklisted permanently even for a couple of years?
I wouldn't say permanently. I'd say for a couple of years. Not totally permanently, but at least for a couple of years. Especially the way things are now at the moment.
Okay, well, stay there for 1 second because Aaron, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Aaron?
How's it going, lads?
Good, thanks, Aaron. Well, Aaron, this lady, Jenny, is saying you should be blacklisted if you turn down even one offer. What do you think on this?
Oh, that's ridiculous. That's a ridiculous statement.
Why?
Well, I mean, put it this way, right? Like Jeremy was just saying there, I mean, he's in the middle of trying to upgrade to a bigger house. So he's, I mean, he's going to pick an area that he likes, you know? I mean, the fact that, first of all, when you're filling out a form and you want to be put on a housing list, for social housing, you get to pick two or three areas of where you'd like to be located.
Yes, I know that, yeah.
So for someone to come along and offer you a house, and like I was saying, I mean, kids going to school, I mean, you're talking about also maybe parents having to commute to work and from work. I mean, it's not, if you're offering a house, say, like that in Balbriggan, but then you walk kind of over closer to, say, Clondalkin or Tallaght, you know what I mean? You don't drive. I mean, then that's you. I mean, basically, you're being forced to leave your job. I mean, you're getting two opportunities. You're getting two opportunities to pick a house. If the first one comes along, it doesn't suit you, why should you just be told no? I mean, we're giving out...
Listen to what Jenny was saying. You turn it down, like this lady is turning it down because the child, she'll have to take two buses to bring the child to school. And I can hear people screaming, saying, no, tough, you take what you're given.
No, I really don't agree with that at all. And it's like the message I sent in, is, I mean, the take away a child from school, I mean, there could be a number of different circumstances.
Give me other... I mean, I remember speaking to one woman who turned down a housing offer because she was going to be a bus journey away from her mother. That was her answer.
But what if you're completely isolated from all your family? What if you're over the other side of the city?
Hang on. Sorry for cutting across you there. There's people who are isolated from their whole family.
I was about to say, my sister lives in Wexford, for example. She lives in Wexford, completely isolated from her whole family.
It was the only place
she could afford, and they moved down to Wexford. Should we feel sorry for her because she owns her own home?
No, absolutely not.
So, what's the difference then?
People... not everybody in the country has the luxury of being able to save up and get a mortgage.
Well, hold on, Jeremy, this is Adrian. How does that make it right that my sister be isolated from her family because she can only afford to buy a house in Wexford?
It doesn't make a difference. But these, like, people who are on social housing, they can't afford a home. I mean, like, honestly, like, I live in Kilmainham. If I was offered a house out in Swords, would I take it? Absolutely not.
Why?
Because it means, first of all, me having to quit my job. And, I mean, obviously, the way things are in the country and the way things are going, I mean, that's not ideal for anybody.
Why would you have to quit your job?
Well, I mean, commuting from Swords to Liffey Valley every day. You know what I mean?
It's very doable.
With public transport, when you start work at 7 a.m. and you finish at 5 p.m.
Okay, I mean, that mightn't be that easy. No, I agree. That mightn't be that easy from Liffey Valley to
There could be other circumstances around. Maybe, like, somebody's mother needs care. Or maybe they like to be close. Maybe their mother had an accident, or the father, or somebody in the family, and they like to be close to them just for safety reasons.
Aaron, all I'm hearing here is excuses. And in fairness, you're looking at the world through rose-tinted glasses, because that's not the way the real world is. There are people, as Adrian said, that are paying crippling mortgages that can't live where they want to live. I'm sorry, but the reality of the situation, not just in Ireland, but around the world, is that bar the rich people, and I mean the rich, no, like, I'd love to live on the Vico Road in Killiney. I'd love nothing more.
Beautiful.
Absolutely beautiful views. Everything is around there. Lovely schools and all that. But I can't, because I don't have the money. And you seem to think, Aaron, that, you know, that someone that isn't saving up for a mortgage isn't having to save up for a deposit. She'll be just able to go to a map of Dublin and go, eeny, meeny, miny, where do I want to live? Oh, I want to live beside Liffey Valley Shopping Centre because I work next door. That's not the way...
Jeremy, we're not talking about a map of Dublin, right? We're talking about a choice of three areas that you're given on the form to fill out. I have recently filled out the form and I have put down Walkertown, Crumlin and Drimnagh because that's around where my family lives and where I work.
Okay, so that's in... is that in Dublin? That's Dublin City Council, yeah?
It is indeed, yeah.
Okay, so they come and they say, well, we've a lovely place for you in Ballymun.
Now, before I get the head chewed at me for saying what I'm about to say, I would say no, but under the precedent that I know that if I turn down the next offer, I will not. So people are being put in a situation where, okay, well, maybe I might not like to live there, but I know that I have to accept my next offer. You're given two chances, two. And these are people who have probably already been on the housing list for maybe 5 or 6 years.
And I did say this a couple of minutes ago, that this lady, Amy, isn't breaking any rules. She's just going by the rules and she's turned down her first offer. But what you're saying is, even though you want to live around the Crumlin Walkinstown area, if you got an offer of a house or somewhere to live in Ballymun, you would say, on your first offer, you would say no.
I would say no.
Even though you could easily commute from Ballymun to most places in Dublin.
Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? Ballymun is a hub. I mean, you can get anywhere you need to in the city. But it just wouldn't suit me. It just wouldn't. And well, I know it sounds very selfish, surely to God, though, I'm entitled to just have two options of where I'd like to be given a two options.
Okay, there you are, Jeremy. He's entitled to two options. Mm. Ballymun just wouldn't suit him, is what he said.
Jesus, that's... You basically want... You want to live beside where you work. That doesn't happen in real life. I have a friend who, 3 weeks ago, just moved down to Port Arlington. I don't even know what fucking county that's in.
It's there, isn't it?
Port Arlington. I don't know. Anyway, moved down to Port Arlington. This is someone. She said she bought a house on her own down in Port Arlington, saved up for the last 3 years, hasn't been on a holiday in years, hasn't been even out for a meal in years, saved her arse off, and the best she could do was Port Arlington. She works in City West Retail Park, or City West Industrial Park. She has to get transport from Port Arlington up to City West 5 days a week.
Jeremy, if I could afford a mortgage and I could get a mortgage, I would, and once I had my own transport, I would have no problem living anywhere, okay? But the fact of the matter is that it's just not doable. It's honestly not doable financially.
Sorry, Port Arlington firstly is in County Leash, not Kildare, but it's very difficult for her.
How come it's doable for my friend to get from Port Arlington up to City West 5 mornings? And by the way, she starts work at 8:30 in the morning. How's it doable for her to be able to do this?
Okay, so I was compared in circumstances. I said financially for me, it wouldn't be doable. Financially for me. Nothing about your friend. I'm just saying for me and everybody's circumstances, it's different. And I mean, surely to God, that people who have been on the list for 5, 6 plus years have a choice of option A or option B. That's all we're asking. That's all anybody is asking. And they know if they turn down option B, well, then they're shooting themselves in the foot. Now, they could get maybe closer to where they'd like. They could get further away, but that's the chance they're taking. It's only two options. It's not 22, it's only two. That's all anybody is asking for.
Okay, stay there for 1 second if you can, please, because there's somebody who wants to talk to you in just a second. 085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number. We were saying earlier on, well, Jeremy was saying, if you turn down a housing offer, you should be knocked off the list altogether. We've been hearing from Aaron, who has said he would turn down an offer of a place in Ballymun only because it doesn't suit him, but he knows if that was his second offer, he'd have to take it.
There's about 60 bus routes out of Ballymun.
It's the most served part of Dublin. Jer sent me this.
How's it going, lads? If you're on the housing list and you're in a position to turn down a house, you can't really be that all that badly off than so, wherever you're staying or whatever your current circumstances are, because if you were desperate, you would take anywhere. But anyway, if you turn it down, sure, you go to the bottom of the list and somebody who actually really wants a house who's next will take it with both hands.
Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Want to find solutions to develop your business? Biz Expo comes to the National Indoor Arena Blanchardstown on Thursday the 29th of September, and it's where every business professional should be. With free entry to workshops and speakers offering great advice, you'll meet hundreds of professionals ready to help you grow. Get your free attendee ticket at bizexpo.ie or contact us today to find out how you can network and promote your business to thousands of professionals at info@bizexpo.ie. Biz Expo, 29 September at the National Indoor Arena, Blanchardstown. Sponsored by recruit.ie, supporting local business.
We're in the middle of a conversation about a message from a guy called Jason. And Jason is annoyed that one of his neighbours has turned down an offer of social housing in the Balbriggan area because it doesn't suit her, basically, because the child would have to get two buses to school. We've been hearing from Aaron, who is on the housing list now, and he wants to live around Crumlin, Walkinstown, that sort of area, but he said he would turn down an offer of a house in Dublin City Council's area in Ballymun, because it doesn't suit him.
Again, I'm working two full-time jobs. I obviously have my full-time job, and then we have this company together. And I'm working around the clock, and I couldn't afford a place in Walkinstown. And that's where people get annoyed when they hear about someone getting a place in Walkinstown for virtually nothing. That, like, what's the point? Should I just give up work now?
And there are those who think you would be better off. Where am I going? Jessica, you're on Opinions Matter. Hiya, Jessica.
Hiya.
You're spitting bullets listening to this.
Oh, first of all, you're one that Jason's saying, like, oh, transport is an issue. Get a car.
And what if you can't afford a car?
There's loads of ways to get a car, Adrian. There's the credit union, there's the bank. There's no excuse for being like, oh, I can't get one.
Okay, but somebody who's on the housing list is on the housing list because they're on limited income and probably can't get a loan to go and buy a car.
Yeah, but I'd say most places would see that as a necessary loan. It's not like they're taking out a loan to go on a holiday or something. You know what I mean?
Okay, so you heard from Aaron, who's now on Dublin City Council's housing list. He wants to live around Crumlin, that sort of area, because it suits him. Ballymun wouldn't suit him. What do you say to that?
Well, you know what they say. Wanting ain't getting. Like, we all want to live near our mammies and daddies and our jobs and all that. But as Jeremy said, it's tough shit. We can't all get what we want.
Well, Aaron, what do you say to that? You can't always get what you want.
I'm not breaking any rules. The rules are there. I'm abiding by the rules. I am just looking out for my best interest and what I think is best for me and my family. Am I wrong for wanting to do that?
If you're being picky, then yeah. Like, the minute someone says
but
no, they're not
being,
right, they ban them completely.
It's not being picky. Like I said, you get two options. You get option A and option B.
Aaron, you said you turned down the Ballymun offer. It's not like Ballymun is like the northeast tip of Donegal. It's just up the road.
No, it's not. It's over there by St. Margaret's. I know Ballymun very, very well. I really do.
It brings you everywhere. So what's the problem?
The problem is that it wouldn't suit me or my family. And me, I would
there
like to
go,
look out for my family.
It doesn't
being
suit
picky.
Me.
So sorry, somebody looking out for their family's best interest is being picky. Because it seems to me a lot of people get slighted for not looking out for the family, men in particular. So now that I'm trying to look out for my family and have their best interests at heart, as well as my own, to live a decent life that is comfortable for everybody,
I'm being picky
because I am following rules that are set out.
Why not just take the first offer that you're given and shut up? Because if people staying in hotels, they'll jump at the first opportunity.
Because I'm given two options. Why would... It's like going into a restaurant and having just one option on the meal. Take it or leave it. Are you going to stay in that restaurant? Absolutely not. You're going to go into the restaurant down the road that's giving you two options.
Housing and restaurants are two separate things.
Aaron, I know what you're saying, that you're not breaking any rules, and you're right, and we did point that out earlier on, and I did argue that point with Jeremy. But can you understand how it
frustration.
What I was about to say, can you understand how people listening to this right now are spitting bullets listening to you saying an offer of social housing in Ballymun just wouldn't suit me? That's what you said.
Wouldn't suit me, right? Now let's just generalise that as wouldn't suit my family, me and my family, who I have their best interests at heart. I mean, surely to God people can understand that, and let's be brutally honest about it. I would imagine that there's more people out there who will turn down the first offer than who will accept it.
trust me, I do know how hard it is out there for people right now.
Okay, so if you got a second offer, and that second offer, after turning down the first offer, is another offer that doesn't suit you, you're going to have to take it. Is that what you're saying?
I shot myself in the foot. I've rolled the dice. I've taken the risk. I've said no deal. And now I'm stuck with it. And I have to live with that consequences. And then me, I have to get myself out of that predicament, like I said, because
there
it
shouldn't
is
even be a second offer. That's the problem. Why shouldn't there be a second offer?
Why? Give me one good reason why there should not be a second offer. Why somebody who's waiting 7 years for a home for the family shouldn't get a second offer? Just one good reason why.
Because if you're asking me and people say, oh, this doesn't suit me, well, do you know what? Off the list you go.
Right, that's right, but give me one good reason why.
Because then the list is just getting taken up with picky bastards.
If you refuse your first offer, more than likely, you're going to be waiting probably maybe 6 months to a year for a second.
And you shouldn't be waiting at all. You should be scraped off the list.
Why? Don't say I'm a picky bastard or I'm a fussy bastard. Give me one decent reason.
Because
just
you are
one
being picky. You don't want to take a first offer? Fine, then do it yourself.
Okay, so can you give me one good reason? That's what I'm asking. By the sounds of it, you can't. You're just saying I'm being picky.
Because you are.
It's me having my family's best interests at heart. That's what
it
is.
Those are genuine reasons. I just think you're being picky.
And you don't think, Jessica, that a genuine reason that it doesn't suit me or my family, that's not a genuine reason, is it not?
No. Like, we all have things that don't suit us. But you know what? That's just life. It's tough shit.
Well, for somebody to settle for what they think is less for the best interest of their family, that is unbelievable. That is, surely to God, if you have kids, you want the best things for them. You have their best interests at heart.
Families staying in hotels, they would jump at the first opportunity. But then we hear people like you who would say no because it doesn't suit them.
People like, sorry, it's okay, that's fine. So I spent 8 months in a homeless shelter in town trying to get on the housing list and trying to get emergency accommodation. I spent 3 months sleeping on
the...
I haven't got offered anything. I spent 3 months sleeping on a friend's blow-up air mattress on his floor. Because it was told that in the homeless
house, people are angry.
Of course they understand. But I am saying that me, as a family man, have my family's best interests.
Okay, and you're saying that you will turn down a first offer of a place in Ballymun and take your chances that your second offer isn't a place in Ballymun as well.
I well know the risks of turning down it, and it's like playing blackjack. It's either you stick, you hit, and you're going to either hit it or you're going to miss it. But you have to take the option. You have to say, this is not the best for me, my family, whoever else it may be, and I need to risk it. Now, don't get me wrong, there would be serious conversation held in between.
But you're aware
of
the risks.
You have to understand, people have their family's best. I'm sure, Adrian, Jeremy, you have your kids, your wives, your family's best interests at heart. Every person does.
But if you look at Adrian's sister's situation, I'm going to use her as an example, but maybe it was in her best. I'm sure your sister, Adrian, would have preferred that.
Close to my mum and dad. Of course she would, yeah.
For minding the kid. Now, I know the kids are growing up now, but for minding the kids.
Absolutely.
And for the kids to be seen by granny and all that, they're in a different county now. Mm. So, you know what I mean? Life isn't that rosy, Aaron.
I know life's not rosy. And I've got friends who've had to move down the country. And I understand that. I really honestly do. And maybe I'm coming across wrong. And I'm coming across like I have no care about it. I really honestly do. And it breaks my heart that we even have to get social housing in the first place. But it's just, I mean, hands up, I know I will never own a house in this country. I will never get a mortgage. I've come to terms with that many years ago and I've accepted it. So this is my only chance. And all I want is just my family's best interest. That's all I want. And I don't think that is a bad thing. I'm getting two options, option A or option B, like I've stated before. I'm not getting 22 options. It's not like I'm going to take up the house in this for another 5 or 6 years, turning down places until eventually, like a child, I get what I want. I understand the consequences of turning down the first one. And that would be a choice that we would make, like I said, for our family's best interest.
Okay, Aaron, stay there for 1 second if you can, please. 085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number. This is Lauren.
Would you not be terrified that if you refused a house and you were renting, that a few months later your landlord wanted to sell and you were struggling and you might become homeless, or that the next house you get offered is 10 times worse than the first house you were offered? And I think it's only 3 free offers, and you can only refuse, is it once or twice? You can only refuse twice and then you're done, like, with them. I could be wrong, like, but I would be terrified that if I refused the first offer, that they would, my landlord would be selling up after that, and I could end up homeless with nothing, or that the first house was a much better option than anything else I was offered. That's what would terrify me.
It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy, where your opinion counts.
Want to find solutions to develop your business? Biz Expo comes to the National Indoor Arena Blanchardstown on Thursday the 29th of September, and it's where every business professional should be. With free entry to workshops and speakers offering great advice, you'll meet hundreds of professionals ready to help you grow. Get your free attendee ticket at bizexpo.ie or contact us today to find out how you can network and promote your business to thousands of professionals at info@bizexpo.ie. Biz Expo, 29 September at the National Indoor Arena Blanchardstown. Sponsored by recruit.ie, supporting local business.
You're listening to the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. Now, let me go to line two. And Claire, you were annoyed listening to Jessica. Why?
Shoot me for what I'm about to say. I was annoyed because I had to refuse somewhere that wasn't accessible to me and my disability. It's not that simple as, if you don't drive, get a car. I'm epileptic. I have a really rare form of epilepsy. I'm autistic and I have multiple other medical conditions and disabilities. I have to think of somewhere that is accessible.
Okay, so explain to me then. Explain to me then what I assume, if you're on the housing list, the local authority on whose housing list you're on is aware of your disability issues.
Yes, they are, and yet they still offered me somewhere that wasn't accessible. My first choice was Blanchardstown because that's where I live, that's where my parents live, that's where my disability services are. Some of them are close to Connolly Hospital. I need to be close to Connolly Hospital. I need to be close to pretty much any hospital because I go between Connolly, James's and Falmouth. So they're my three weekly hospitals, right? And I'm even rolling my eyes as I say that to you, but I actually need to be near them.
Okay.
My first choice was Blanchardstown. My second choice was Malahide because I have aunties and uncles and cousins over there who'd be able to look after me in the future. And my third choice was Balbriggan. But I just didn't know where to put as my third choice when I was on the list because I had no family or no friends in any of those areas.
Okay, like so you eventually were made an offer, and it was for somewhere in Blanchardstown. Is that right?
No, the offer that I got was Balbriggan.
Oh, sorry, it was Balbriggan. Like, did you say that it wasn't suitable because you don't know anybody there, or it wasn't suitable because it wasn't accessible?
Both. Because, and the third option as well is because how am I supposed to get to my disability services? How am I supposed to, like, if I'm sick and I need someone to look after me, how am I supposed to organise that and get that? It mightn't be as simple as driving over to the
Okay, let me ask you then, when made that offer by the council, what was your reaction to it? Or when you explained that you have to turn it down because of X, Y, and Z, what was the answer you got?
Well, for a start, I had a talk with loads of members about this because I didn't want to refuse it. If I was able to work full-time and I hadn't got a disability, I would be either saving my ass off for a mortgage or else I would take the first off. I don't have enough days. I'm too independent. I'd rather work. That's just what I can't, and I have to accept that.
Okay, Jessica, I want to go back to you for one second. There is a lady that for a number of different reasons has had to turn down an offer, and none of that sounds unreasonable to me.
No, and I'm not going to say that either. Like, all that is completely understandable. But it's people like Aaron before who are like, it just doesn't suit me. Like, that excuse just doesn't wash. Whereas at least yourself, you have genuine reasons. But Aaron just saying it doesn't suit, that's not a genuine excuse.
Now, however, and Jeremy, I want to go back to you because at the start of this, you said turn down one and you should be knocked off the list. You've just heard this lady.
No, but again, don't misquote me. I did say the first thing I said at the start was there would be very few reasons in which this would be acceptable. That's obviously one of the medical reasons that you need to be near care centres and stuff like that.
Okay. And you...
To be honest, guys, like, to cut in here. I'm sorry to cut across it, but to be honest, I was even wondering why they offered me somewhere out in the middle of nowhere in the first place. Because when I applied to the council, I had all my doctor's notes, all my medical notes, and I update them, and I keep giving them to the council as I get them. So, like, I'm constantly updating Fingal as to what my medical situation is so that they can allocate me a one-bed, a two-bed, or whatever. Or, you know, or they could downgrade me to a one-bed. But right now, I'm a two-bed because I need a carer at night time because that's when I have seizures most of the time.
Okay, so you have major issues that, and it doesn't make sense. Even listening to you describe what you just described, it makes zero sense for you to be offered a place as far afield, even though it's in the same council area as far afield as Balbriggan.
Well, there a question just came in from Lauren. Why put Balbriggan on your list? They offered her a house from that list.
Because I knew Blanchardstown and Malahide, where I had family there, but I didn't know where to put on my third one. Like, it doesn't matter where I put. It was all of the other choices there. Fingal. So, like, I know if I got a house, and I know I'm dreaming here, Fingal gave me a house in Malahide, I would fucking take it.
Yeah, well, no, I can understand why you would, but ideally you need to live in the Blanchardstown area, end of.
Yep, pretty much.
Okay.
If they offered me Malahide in the morning, I would take it.
Okay,
because
so
I know I have aunts and uncles and cousins there.
Yes, okay. So you've turned down one. If you get another offer and if that second offer happened to be in Balbriggan or Swords or somewhere far away, are you going to have to turn that down as well?
Well, I would have to take it, but then what I'd have to do is I'd apply for a transfer ASAP because I need to be near here. I need to be near Blanchardstown. It's not that simple.
Okay, like, stay there for one second if you can, please, Claire. Jeremy, the reasons people turn down housing offers are not that simple. That's the point that she's trying to make.
Nobody said that. There's a lot that, well, some are for medical reasons. Some of the ones we've spoken to before, remember, I want to live beside my mother. I want to live on the
same
road.
And I don't want to have to get the bus to her house.
Yeah. Do you remember the other one? The garden's too small for the kids' trampoline that I bought in Smith's Toys. Do you remember that one?
I do. Ellie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Ellie?
I'm good.
Well, Ellie, do you believe that somebody should be knocked off the housing list if they turn down even one housing offer?
No, because they could put you in a shithole.
Yeah, I agree. They could. And I gave the example earlier on that if you were offered a place in Darndale, for example, and you know that there's another much nicer council estate down the road, you might want to hold out for that.
Yeah, exactly.
And what's your situation? Are you on the housing list?
Myself and my partner were turned down from the housing list, even though I'm on disability, because he works. We were over the threshold. I don't know how. I think maybe I was working part-time at the time doing rehabilitative work, so that might have pushed us over a little bit.
Okay, but you were over the list. You weren't allowed. You weren't put onto the housing list. So
I think we were over by like €1,000 or €500 or something like that.
So, in answer to the question about whether or not you should be able to turn down a housing offer and still get another offer, you believe that you should?
Yeah, I do, because like I know people who are on the housing list for 9 years and didn't even view the house.
Mm-hmm. We heard a lady earlier on who was offered a place in Tyrrellstown. They said, "Do you not want to go and have a look at it?" And she said, "No, I'll take it." She jumped on it.
Yeah, I know somebody very close to me that was like, no, give me the keys, give me everything, I don't care. They're living, their landlord was selling their apartment. They were told they had so many days to get out, you know, so they jumped at it. Whereas I moved an hour away from my family and friends and doctors, which... I have bipolar disorder, so I have to be close to doctors and hospitals. And I moved an hour away from everything so that we could rent, because rent was cheaper here. now that we're renting here, we're finding it even a little bit more difficult because rent has gone up.
So in we've heard from people, some people saying, I would turn down a housing offer because it doesn't suit me. Others saying, I have turned down a housing offer because of my disability and it's miles away from all of my services. You believe everybody should be able to turn down at least one offer because another good reason, in your opinion, is the place that you're offered is an absolute kip.
Yeah. So could you imagine moving into a place and you have to redo everything in the house because people have drawn on the walls, you know.
But now, in fairness, if you were renting directly from the council, if you were erected, they would have done the place up. Like, you're not going to move into somewhere like that.
The problem with that,
I know somebody who moved in and they know for a fact that somebody's squatting in the house before them.
Oh, right, okay.
But so the whole problem about it, I don't want to take the offer in the house because the place is a kip. That is subjective. Adrian said earlier on, you upset a lot of people. Adrian earlier on said that Darndale was a kip.
But it's hardly the most palatial part of Dublin.
No,
now,
nobody
is it?
Said it. What's the name of the place? Buttercup Avenue and all that. They're all lovely places.
You'd move there tomorrow, would you?
I don't know. I don't know, but I heard there's nice parts of Darndale, like Buttercup.
You said you wanted to upgrade. I can get you a 3-bed in...
you can. What are you?
I can organise one for you.
Sherry Fitzgerald all of a sudden?
You could afford it. It's in your price range. Do you want to move?
So what are you offering me?
A 3-bed house. You need a 3-bed house, yeah?
Yeah.
In Darndale.
Well, I'll take a 4-bed.
Don't think there's any 4-beds in Darndale.
Okay, what are you saying to me?
3-bed in Darndale. Done. Let's go. You see, you wouldn't take it.
Well, it wouldn't because it's miles away from it, but I'm a buyer. That's the difference.
Yeah, but you can buy a house.
What?
I can get you a lovely house for less than, you'd have money in your back pocket afterwards.
Oh, how much would I have?
The point I'm trying to make is...
No, the point I'm trying to make is...
You've driven around Darndale, and I'm only using it as one example of some of the many kips that we have in Dublin.
Jesus, you wouldn't
move there for love nor money.
Someone from Darndale listened to this.
We had somebody from Darndale on this podcast 2 weeks ago.
I've never heard someone from Darndale saying the area I live in is a kip.
Well, you haven't spoken to many because we have had them on.
No, but how do you think that makes people feel that you're literally going on one of the biggest podcasts in Ireland and saying... Darndale's a kip.
I'm merely stating fact.
And in fact, Anya there, who's from Darndale, never wants to talk to you again after that remark you just made.
Right, what's she saying?
No, she was invited on to the show because she was upset with your comment. She says, no, I won't be talking to Adrian after that. I think you need to apologise to the people of Darndale.
Let's move on. I'm just using it as an example of a place that I know you wouldn't live in for love nor money.
Well, you don't know that.
I do know that.
How do you know that?
You know quite well you wouldn't. Where am I going now? I'm going to line 2, and that is Stan. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Stan?
Good afternoon, Adrian.
Stan, should people be able to turn down a housing offer? Well, they are. Should they be knocked off the housing list if they turn one down?
No. No, depending on the reason. People have genuine reasons. You can't just blank a van, you know, say, right, that's it. One offer and one offer only. And let's say a man beside you, he's not snobby enough to live in Malahide. He belongs in Darndale.
Yeah, you're probably right. He'd be more suited to Darndale than Malahide, all right?
Again,
again, lads, I think you were being very mean to Darndale. I'm sure there's lovely families.
Will you stop? We've heard you talking about areas already. Okay, so stick it off that then, Sharon.
No, I'm just...
Seriously, it'll hurt your arse.
No, I'm just saying, you're more or less making it that Darndale...
Just because it's called Buttercup Avenue doesn't mean there's buttercups all over the place.
No,
there's not a buttercup to be seen in the place, trust
correct.
Me.
Correct.
The point of...
Yeah, but the point is, Jeremy, the point is, you should be able to choose. You would not choose to put your family in there. And that lad that was on earlier on from Kilmaine, he's dead, right? You're going to put your family first nowadays.
Jeremy, certain areas are becoming, you know, they're becoming tribal.
The certain areas you would not walk into if you're not from them. And it doesn't matter what colour you are. I parts of Clondalkin, I would not walk into just because I'm not from that area. They'd fucking murder you. There's parts of Tallaght we know you wouldn't cross over. They fucking murder you. You know, Balbriggan has its bad spots as well, okay? We all know that as well. We've all seen the videos coming out of there as well. So you should be able to choose where you want to have your family because your family have to be safe.
No, you but shouldn't
isn't
be
bigger
able
question,
sorry, no,
isn't
no,
the bigger
again.
Question, why are we fighting amongst each other? But isn't the bigger question, why are we fighting amongst each other on social housing when we should be screaming, why is there not more social housing being built? That's the bigger problem. The bigger problem is there's nothing being done about it. And they have us off on a little side road now, killing each other over it. Okay. All because he was offered that and he didn't take it. Throw him off, give him to the next person. Jeremy, there's plenty of people sitting in hotel rooms, and I know it for a fact, that have torn down social housing and they're still in hotel rooms.
Well, anybody,
and that's a fact.
Anybody that has kids and turned down an actual house to stay in a hotel should be ashamed of themselves.
I could tell you off the actual case of it, because he brought a walk in the hotel with us then.
But that's a somebody living in a hotel with kids at the moment opted to stay in that hotel rather than take a house with a roof over their head that was offered to them. I think that's appalling. I really do.
Yeah, because it is, but that's what's going on nowadays. They're torn them down because the back garden isn't south-facing, for Jesus' sake. People are entitled now. We live in an entitled society.
There is no housing estate in Dublin that is worse than living in a hotel room. I'm sorry, lads. There's none. If you were to weigh up the
that, is that not a matter of personal opinion, though?
No, because, you know, there are people living, and to go back to Adrian's Kip place.
Yeah, come on.
There's people living in Darndale who are lovely families.
I never said anything about the people in Darndale. No, I never said anything about them.
Now, the point
I merely, so you're trapped.
I merely said, and to the lady who's sending us in the snotty messages, I've just put up a photograph on a screen here in front of me. Jeremy, I can get you this house tomorrow for 220 grand in Darndale. Yes or no?
But I don't want to live in Darndale, but the difference is...
No.
And Jason...
That house there, that really looks lovely. Doesn't it?
Sorry, I did.
No, it looks like a fucking kip.
Oh my god!
It looks like an absolute kip.
My point is, to Jason, sent the original email, and to Stan, and to you. Okay, and I'm going to say this very slowly and simply. There is a difference between buying and ratings and renting, Stan. And when you are buying, yeah, you bloody should be able to choose where you're buying from. That's the difference.
Yeah. Well, if you're about to put your kids in a house for life, you should have a say. I mean, you're not getting it for nothing. You seem to think you're getting it for nothing. They actually are paying rent, whether it's subsidised or not. And it goes on your wages. So, I mean, I think it's 10% of your income. So you actually are paying off a good bit of rent.
Okay, now
if
it's 10% of your income, there are people working and paying a mortgage that are paying a lot more than just 10%.
And they loan that at the end of the day, and that will be their asset. But people out there that can't get a mortgage, I was just too old.
So you think what should happen is, and this is you think it should be like the Argos catalogue, where someone who
don't be smart about it, because you're not given a catalogue. When you sign them forms, you're given a choice of three areas where you'd like to live.
Yeah, I agree. But you think that you did say people should be able to live where they want to live. So you think it should be like the Argos catalogue, where you go in and you go to computer screen, and Mary says, where do I want to live? Where do I want to bring my kids?
If you want to be that simplistic about it, Jeremy, okay. You want to be that flippant about it, but it doesn't happen.
That's
like that.
What you're saying.
They only build social housing in certain areas. Okay. So you're not going to be saying, I want to live on Manor Island. They won't build social housing there.
Housing in my area.
Yes, there is 20% of housing in Ireland built privately is assigned for social housing. So they're not.
Do you honestly think on Westminster Avenue in Foxrock they're going to stick social housing?
No, they were built years ago. But the point I'm making is that every estate that is built in Ireland has to have a certain proportion of social housing. I want to just squeeze in a couple more WhatsApp voice notes before we wrap this up. This is David.
Sorry, that's that guy Aaron there. He's obviously not too hard up for a house if he's turning down one. He's actually refusing a house. So he shouldn't be getting a house if he's able to refuse one. You know what I mean? It's a joke.
Well, now, he hasn't had an offer yet. He did say, though, that he would turn one down in Ballymun if it was offered to him. He hasn't been offered it yet. And Claire.
Lads, I'll tell you this. I was in private accommodation for 14 years with two teenage boys. Obviously, they were teenagers by the time we moved out. The landlord decided to sell up. Couldn't find. I was queuing for houses to rent. Couldn't find anywhere. I ended up homeless. I ended up in a hotel. It was the worst time in my life. It was horrible. I was in a hotel room with two teenage boys. I couldn't. The kid, it wasn't fair on the kids. It wasn't fair on the mental health. It wasn't fair on anything. After a couple of months, I was blessed. Absolutely blessed. I got a phone call from the council, and they said, we're willing to offer you an apartment. I said, thank you. And they said to me, do you want to go see her? I said, I'll go see her. She said, okay, I'll meet you down there. So we met her down at my apartment. Never lived in an apartment in my life. I have, but not with kids. I went to see the apartment, thought, yeah, lovely, I take it. And she said, do you want to go home and think about it? I said, no, I don't want to think about it. I'm living in a hotel with two kids. I'll take it. Do you know? I'm like, beggars can't be choosers, as simple as that. That's the way I talk. I'm now living in this house and it is, yeah, all I can say is, yeah, I'm glad I took it, but, you know, I wish I put myself on a transfer list.
All right, Claire, thanks very much indeed.
Can I just say before you play one more message and then I have something very important that the listeners want to address with you.
Look, no one can afford a house right now. I had to knock my bollocks in to get this mortgage. I'm going to be in debt now for 30-something years. I'm not going to be able to retire with all my friends to pay for this house. You know, there are people who are just saying, I don't want the house because it's not close enough to my mummy. Tough shit. This is the real world. I'm not talking about people with medical conditions. That's a separate issue entirely. There are people saying it doesn't suit their family because they're too far away from work. You can get anywhere in this country. A friend of mine living in Limerick, working in the Citibank, not Citibank, Central Bank in town, gets a 6 o'clock bus up from Limerick. You got to do what you got to do, you know? And at the end of the day, if you keep turning stuff down because it's a generational problem. It's a generation of if I do nothing, I'll get what I want. And it's a problem. And, you know, it's only a matter of time before the country falls over. No one can afford anything. We're all banjaxed. There are people who are not rich by any stretch of the imagination. There are political parties saying you're on 100 grand, you're rich. There's no bloody way you're rich on that. You've got to be multiples of that. You know, I'm far from rich. There's pennies left at the end of every month. And this is where we are. If someone was to offer me a house on Inishmore, I'd take it. And I'd find a way to get to work because that's the world we live in. Anyone who doesn't work that way, they're just lazy. That's what it is. Happy Monday.
All right, Keigo, thanks very much indeed for your message.
What do you think of the points he was making there?
What? I agree with everything he's saying. It's been a very interesting conversation because we've had such a mixture of opinions.
Yeah, now before we go, and I'm just passing, don't shoot the messenger, we've received over 20 messages to our Facebook page since we started this podcast with people from Darndale asking for you to apologise for calling their area a kip. They said they'll never listen to the podcast again and they're highly offended at you calling their area a kip, as you would be if you heard someone calling your area a kip. Where is your area?
I have spoken to so many people. I live near St. Margaret's. I have spoken to so many people who have lived in and live in Darndale, and they themselves will describe it as a kip. A kip that is being terrorised by... This is nothing against the people of the area. I'm not slagging off the people of the area, but you know and I know that you have issues in that area of antisocial problems, of gangs that we spoke about only last week on this programme, the gang from Coolock that we spoke about last week.
We did. So
will I make an apology for calling Darndale a kip? No, because I've spoken to people from Darndale who will tell you the exact same thing. I've spoken to people who left Darndale and would say the exact same thing. So there. No,
so hang
I
won't on, apologize. If the people living there are lovely, how is the area a kip? Because people make the area. So
I'm going to ask you one question. Would you buy that house in Darndale that I'm showing you the photograph of right now that's on daft.ie?
How much is it going for?
224 grand.
224.
I know the answer to the question. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Thank you for listening.
I just don't like the colour of the walls.
You can paint them.
I hate painting.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. If you've enjoyed the podcast, please hit subscribe or follow and you'll be notified the next time we upload a new podcast. You can click on the little bell icon. You can also download the Opinions Matter app, which is available wherever you get your apps. And then you can listen into the program when we do it live most weekday afternoons. Thank you for listening and we'll catch you on the next one.
Opinions Matter. Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.